Danny Lee Weston for Breitbart Texas writes, for over a century, average temperatures in Texas have shown a steady decline during the first few months of the year. That was at least until recently, when the historical data was adjusted to show warming instead. Blogger Steve Goddard shows how during the January-March period, post hoc adjustments have been made to the existing data set, making clear upwards alterations from the middle of the last century onwards. This is a common occurrence with climate data sets. In theory, such alterations are justified by temperature recording station moves, upgrades, and environmental factors. Such adjustments should even themselves out between hotter and colder changes over the long term. In practice, however, the trend usually seems to be ineluctably and conveniently upwards. Worse, a lot of these changes are made decades later and can be seen here in the case of Texas. Custodians of the data now working in 2015 are simply too far removed from any circumstances that may have justified reconsidering the accuracy of data originally recorded in the 1960s, for example. It is noteworthy that bloggers are monitoring these changes to history and alerting us rather than the academic or scientific institutions we are told to trust implicitly on these matters. If we can't rely on their historical records, why should we believe them about anything they have to say about the future, Weston rightly asks. Texas Tech and other taxpayer-owned institutions continue to trumpet and laud faculty who participate in this dangerous fraud upon the American people. Extend Weston's question, should we trust anything these institutions claim? I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.